This is WEDO McKeesport. We're down to the fourth year of the show. I had an outfit with me called the Cherry Sisters. We did a lot of songs together. One of them was this. Can I canoe you up the river? Can I canoe you up the stream? Can I canoe you up the river like I did in last night's dream? We'll drift a moment in the moonlight. I'll fish for little things to say. And with the help of Mr. Moonlight, maybe you'll see things my way. I tried to tell you how I care, but never made the grade. Now things might change if I could have a setting from a serenade. Can I canoe you up the river? I'll be as nice as I can be, and hope that while we're up the river, you'll go overboard for me. Like I did in last night's dream. I think. As I remember. Let's see. 26th of April, 1972. Schick Flexomatic, the first electric made especially for the blade user. Please, gentlemen, I urge you who have wished you had an electric razor that would work to try this Schick Flexomatic. Please remember, you try it for free. They offer you a free 14-day trial. Take it home and use it. Satisfaction is guaranteed, or you bring it back and they'll give you your money back. Very few people have brought them back. You won't, I'm sure. You'll love it. It's the Schick Flexomatic. Hey, I see a big thing in the paper the other day about try it, you like it, and some guy's got great big publicity because they invented that line. I've only been using it since I've been on the air. It's 42 years now. Try it, you'll like it. I don't know how many times we've said that.
It's an acid indigestion kind of commercial. Where the waiter talks this guy into it, and he keeps saying, try it, you'll like it.
Yeah,
all of a sudden. Tried it, and I almost died. He ate so much of his stuff.
To think I ate the whole thing.
Same product, right. Same product.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's making them a living fine. I did all right for several decades with it. Every once in a while, you know, somebody does that, to come around and invent something that's been around for years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is all right. Boy, 1949, was I a busy son of a gun. You know, I had 7¾ hours of radio and TV on the air every week in those days.
Every week?
Every week.
Wow.
At night, I did a thing called the Talent Scouts. That was simulcast, mm-hmm. radio and TV. Then there was a Wednesday night thing called Arthur Godfrey and His Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did this show, and I don't know whether it was simulcast in 1949 or not. I doubt it. I don't think we simulcast it yet. I think that was later. There was a time when it was simulcast.
Mm-hmm.
But then the clients got down to where they didn't want to put all their eggs in one basket. So they, we had to move it. We did an hour of this and then an hour of TV afterward
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
And they were all live, too. There was no pre-recording anything.
No, no.
I do recall once on the Talent Scout show, I was watching it at home, and, you know, the group got out and sang their little song, and you were supposed to come on, and sitting there was the announcer because you hadn't gotten there yet. You got stuck in traffic, and you had to leave the car in the middle of something and ran to the studio.
You had to watch that show, huh?
Do you remember that?
Yes. Happened a couple of times. Once in a rain, terrible rain.
Uh-huh.
You know how this town is, and when it rains,
yeah.
the traffic came to a stop. And I'm listening on the radio, and I hear my show come on the air, and I'm going nuts.
That's a terrible feeling, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was George Bryan
that
was the announcer,
the
right?
Late George Bryan, yeah. That's right. Bless his heart.
Yeah, nice man. I remember him.
Yes, he did it.
What a shock to see him sitting there instead of you. I can see all America saying, "Ah, Godfrey's drunk again."
No, that was... Well, they did for some years. For lots of years, people thought that nobody could be this uninhibited and be sober.
Hmm.
And I was accused of drinking, just like Dean Martin is. But I didn't make a thing out of it as he did. They finally figured it out that I was just nuts. I didn't have to be drunk.
You don't drink at all. You're a dope fiend, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. I'm on the stuff. You would think I'd drink if you'd see this eye. Did you notice this left eye?
No.
I woke up with it this morning.
Wasn't it always there?
Yeah, but not in this shape. It's got a busted blood vessel in it or something. I woke up this morning, it was red as fire, and I said, oh, no. And what I had was a glass of milk and a banana last night.
Well, that'll do it.
I'm telling you, you have to watch those bananas, folks. Hey, they set a world endurance record for aircraft flights on this day in 1949. A fellow named Bill Barris and Dick Rydell landed their single-engine Aronca, Sun-Kissed Lady, at Fullerton, California, after having flown it in the air consecutively 1,008 hours, 1 minute, and 50 seconds. And now, you know what they said when they landed that airplane?
Hmm.
I'm sick of it.
I guess they must have seen the movie that was on.
1,008 hours, 1 minute, and 50 seconds. Holy catfish. And in Aronca yet.
Did they have enough gas for that, or were they refueled in
the
air?
Oh, they had to be refueled all the time. And I often have wondered how they did it. Because we didn't have airborne refueling worked out in those days to the science it is now. I imagine another plane flew overhead and hung a hose down, and they took it and put it in the tank. That's probably what they did.
Yeah, the only problem would be wiping off the windshield, I guess.
I flew one of those Aroncas a long time. That was a great airplane. A model C-3 Aronca. That's the airplane that I took all those people for a ride in the time that I invited folks to come down. 1934, was it? Yes. 1934 in Washington. We were having a terrible time getting people to fly in airplanes. They were frightened to death of them.
Mm.
And I had that early morning show, you know. It was the first year I was with CBS. And I said to him, if you folks will come down there some morning when I'm flying, I used to go just before daybreak, and I'd take off and watch the sun come up. It was so gorgeous, you know, in the summertime. And I said, come on down, I'll take you for a ride. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I had to find every airplane there was within a 50-mile radius and hire them. And all the pilots around come in there and help me fly these people. And we flew from dawn till dusk. And we flew many, many, many people. And every once in a while, I bump into somebody that says, you gave me my first airplane ride. Mm-hmm. Most of them say, you gave me my first airplane ride. I can remember.
When I was just a little boy.
I tell you what, there's a couple of retired airline pilots who flew in that day with me. A couple of them. They had went on and became airline pilots, finished their, you know, it's mandatory now that they have to retire at a ridiculous age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on to 60 and quit and have retired, and they started with me that day.
See, had you gotten a legitimate profession like they did, you could be retired now.
That's right. If I'd only known. Would you sing something that's legitimate?
Oh, yeah, this is a legitimate thing. Because this comes from a show that made a 60-year-old man, you know, the idol of everybody on Broadway. Mr. Pienza starred in a show called South Pacific.
Ah, yes.
And he sang a song called Some an Enchanted Evening.
Some an Enchanted Evening. Oh, what a nice guy he was. He was a great guy.
Enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dream. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side.
My mother wouldn't let me out of the house at that hour. I had to go to bed at 6:30.
That was a pity.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Martin was so wonderful and Pienza. Never forget that. There was a cough drop here trying to fix this blasted throat.
I know you snapped the lid right in the middle of my enchanted evening.
I did?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's sort of augmented the orchestra.
I thought that was your clackers.
No.
It was a tune around in 1949 that I used to do. It went like this. Making love, ukulele style, you don't have to be in Waikiki. Making love, ukulele style, to a lovely ukulele serenade. When you love, ukulele style, with every note, your heart will float far away. A tropic isle, while an ukulele tune is softly played, strolling along beneath the starlight, a dreaming a lover's dream or two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. And now if you want to satisfy the one love, all else above, take a dip and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. All you do, ukulele style, just all you do, ukulele style. Starlight, a dream in a lover's dream or two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. Now if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure to try the ukulele style. Yes, the ukulele style of making love.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, it was big stuff in those days.
What song? I don't know what year it was, but I remember you doing a song back then about the biggest little fish. What was it? The Uma Upa Noopa Noopa?
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
It's one of the Hawaiian standards. The Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Wapa Wa.
Oh, I want to go back to my little
grass
that one?
Shack.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. What was the name of the fish?
Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Wapa Wa. The smallest fish in the world.
Yeah.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Kanis and Wahinis that I used to know. I can hear those guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'onana. And I can hear those Hawaiians saying, O koma mai no kaua I ka hale vela ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. That's a grand older place.
That's a nice.
It's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the huma huma nuka nuka wapa wa'a go swimming by. Where the huma huma nuku nuku wapa wapa go swimming by.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I'm glad you remembered it. I'd forgotten.
You don't hear Jack Lord singing songs like that on his show. He says, hey, brother,
You remember there's nothing like a dame?
I fully agree with the statement, but no, how does it go?
You don't. Come on.
What's it from?
We get sunlight on the sand from the same thing.
Oh, the one I never saw the first time.
Oh, but you saw the movie, didn't you? We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea, we got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree, we got volleyball and ping pong and lots of dandy games. What ain't we got?
We ain't got dames.
That's right. Don't you remember how that went?
Mm-mm.
I was going to get you to sing it. Well, all right. Let's see, what else do we have from that year? My Foolish Heart. Remember that one? The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart.
How bright the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart.
This was a beautiful song here, also from Hammerstein.
I'm not finished, you know. I was going to continue.
Oh, go on. I thought you were all finished. I should have that thing working so I could pull the chain. Most people don't remember that Oscar Hammerstein was inspired for the words to this song by a very pregnant woman lying on a beach in Hawaii. Bali Hai. You know what I loved out of that show? Happy Talk. You've done that. I've heard you. How's it go, Sai? Talk about things you'd like to do. Don't you mind? Gotta have a dream. And if you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Don't you remember? And younger than springtime, am I? There's a good one for you, boy. That takes a voice just like yours, Richard. Don't you remember this one?
Sure. May I have the words?
Yeah, please. Let me hear you do it.
Younger than springtime, are you? Softer than starlight, are you? Warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you. Sweeter than music are you. Angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. Want to hear more?
Yeah, go on. It's beautiful.
And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I. And lover, heaven and earth, am I with you?
You ought to take requests more often.
If I knew it was going to end that high, I would have stood up.
That sounded all right. You hit it okay. Listen, we haven't done the Dixieland for a couple of days, boys. We only have a few more days. What do you say? Let's do Fidgety Feet.
Thank you.
I got one that I think you'll like we can finish with. It was a big tune in 1949. And it was called Dear Hearts and Gently People.
Gently?
Gently People. Okay, we'll do just enough of it to finish the show. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let me down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so well.
Here, Dateline America on the CBS Radio Network.